Red Film Radio, Far East Film Festival, Udine, Italy.
Red Film Radio, I'm Laura Della Corte, and I'm here with the director, Masunaga Daishi. How are you today?
Genki desu ka?
Hi, genki desu. I'm fine.
So my first question is, what were the key points that made me want to make it into a film after reading the original novel? And actually also, how did you encounter this original novel for the first time?
最初に原作を読んだ時に
Well, the first impression when he read the novel, there was a scene that when the mother of on the back of the backstory of the novel, the Kosuke confessed to the mother of Ryota that I don't understand the love. The mother reply said that it's not the matter that you don't understand love. As long as we accept your love, that's how it is. So for those scenes, he decided to make a movie out of the novel. And the story, it's based on the theme about the LGBT and Q topic, but still, the story talks about the unconditional love for everyone. So that's how he wanted to make a story out of it.
And related to that, actually, I was curious about, you know, how did you manage to put together all the screenplay, because I know the author is already passed away. So how did you get all the information that you would like to ask to the author, but you can't actually? So how did you put all together?
やっぱり原作がある脚本の難しさっていうのはもちろんあったんですけども、
The most difficult part out of film based on the novel to write a script about is there are a lot of monologue, like a dialogue between characters, and he tried to express the scenes or the story as less as possible with the monologues, and he tried to express with the sceneries or the visual out of the story. So that's how he tried to make the script out of it, and it was the difficult part.
And when was Suzuki Ryurei the candidate, you know, of the role of Kosuke at the first point, or did you make like an audition and you had already in mind this actor or not?
ですね、いつもその役を決めるときには、まあ、シナリオを書いた後に、役者を決めていくんですけども、今回は
About the casting, he always decide the casting after he write the script. And he always, with this film, he tried to make a balance between Kosuke and Ryota to make it a story smooth. And the Suzuki Ryohei-san, they've known each other for more than 18 以上ですかね。More than 18 years since they become popular stars and filmmakers. So since then, he knows Suzuki-san since then, and then he had played many roles. They are quite strong character, strong like in physical or yes, but in private, he sees Suzuki-san mild and gentle parts in himself. So he kind of thinks that Suzuki-san was the perfect actor to play the role of Kosuke, and to make a balance with the Kosuke and Ryosuke, Miyazawa-san was the perfect person to play with. So that's how.
Well, from the title, you know, I understood that the theme was not only about love, but how we perceive love and we are able to understand this feeling. And is Egoist is not only a film, you know, about sexual minorities, but it also represents like an economic duality at its base. So I was wondering how it is, you know, perceived even in the Japanese movie industry to represent such stories in which right now we have a positive, you know, positive characters that belongs to the LGBTQER plus, because as far as I know, there are a lot of negative ones. So how it was this, you know, putting all together?
So, 本当にまあマイノリティと呼ばれている言葉っていうのは、まあ LGBTQ プラスだけではなく、
Well, expressing or the Yes, putting into the story about the sexual minority people. Well, let's say we said it because they are minority, because of the number of people, just only that. And we can't judge if they are good or bad or happy or unhappy. It really depends on the somebody's perspective. It's all about subjective way of thinking, whether if he or she is happy or not. So we are not supposed to judge anyone based on their position or the sexuality. And the title Egoist is not the meaning of the negativity. That's what he wanted to express. It's not negative. And the what Kosuke act at the end, it can be egoist, but we can't say good or bad if there is a love in between people. And he has many friends who has the sexually minority, like the sexual minority people. And everybody thinks that they are unhappy or they must be struggling in some way in their life. But at the same time, they can feel like the happiness in the moment in their life. And that's what he wanted to express in his film, and that's where he put the scene of izakaya. He want the audience to feel in there together with those characters, and then feel it together.
Fred Film Radio, we've been here with Matsunaga Daishi, the director of Egoist at the Far East Film Festival. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.